The first of three open houses will be held Tuesday, February 8th at William Byrd Middle School in Vinton. Company representatives will be on hand to talk about citizen concerns. George Porter, Appalachian Power spokesperson, says the need for feedback is crucial because the project will require going across private land in some cases.
We need as much participation as possible because we want those customers to come out and let us know. You know, there's a lot of things on the property we don't know. We don't know if people have future land use abilities or they want to build a home, they want to build a barn. These are the things that we need to know. So we want to open up those lines of communication in this open house process so we can build a better project.
Porter expects some will object.
We know not everyone's going to be happy about it, but we do have an obligation to provide reliable service. A lot of these lines were built in a time where there wasn't much population, and since then, population has built up around it. So the main thing we want to do is to try to work with customers and figure out how we can come to a resolution.
Porter says this upgrade is expected to take place over a period of years. A list of other open houses, along with a fully detailed layout and timeline of the project, can be found on the WFIR website. Rob Ruthenberg, WFIR News.